This is Lesson 3 of Makharij and Sifat series. In Lesson 2, we started tackling the second area of articulation, which is the throat. Al-Halq. The throat has three articulation points. The farthest point from which come Hamza and Ha. These two were discussed last lesson. Then we have the middle point and the nearest point. Today's main focus is the middle point of articulation. From this area, we pronounce two letters. They are Ha and Ayn. So, let's get started. As we said, Ha and Ayn come from the middle part of the throat, but to be more specific, from an organ called the epiglottis, which is that small flat part at the back of the tongue that closes when you swallow to prevent food from entering the tube that goes into your lungs. So controlling that area is the most important thing to learn to produce Ha and Ayn successfully. We'll start with the sound of Ayn. Ayn is produced when the epiglottis is pushed all the way back to the wall of the throat while leaving a small opening at which the sound is generated. Pay attention, the sound is not generated by pushing air out, but by vibrating your vocal cords. Ah, ah. The sound of Ayn is a semi-continuous sound, which means that it can be extended or made longer. And while that is not the point when reciting the Quran, it is an indication that you're pronouncing the Ayn correctly. Ta'tadu, ta'tadu, wa'budu, wa'budu, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Moving on to the ha, which is the other sound that is generated from the same articulation point, using the same organ, the epiglottis. This time, your epiglottis will not go far or push against the wall of your throat like we did with Ayn. So, it will not go as far as the Ayn. Another difference is that with Ha, you'll be pushing air out. The friction of that air passing through the small opening generates the Ha sound. Ah. Ah. Ahdarat. Ahdarat. Mahfuz. Mahfuz. So, for the Ayn, you push the epiglottis almost against the wall of your throat to force the sound from that area. While the Ha, you push the epiglottis back, not as much, and you will push air out to cause the friction to happen and generate the sound. So these are the two sounds generated from the middle part of the throat, using the epiglottis. And as a matter of fact, how much you can control your epiglottis will determine how well you can produce these two sounds. Here are two tricks you can try to help yourself have more control over your epiglottis. The first trick is to start by applying a gargling position, because when your neck is in this position, it is easier to practice your Ayn and control your epiglottis. After that, you start with an ah sound, a full mouth alif, and you keep pushing up that ah sound until you feel it is not a vowel anymore, and you start hearing the proper Ayn. Ah. The other trick to try to practice both Ayn and Ha is by lying on your back and practicing both of these sounds. This position helps a lot with controlling your epiglottis more easily when you're standing upright. And as a rule of thumb, if you don't know either of these two sounds, it is usually easier to start at the Ha and then push back to achieve the عين sound. Because the حاء, for most people, is easier as a starting point, since it is lighter to pronounce than عين. Alright, now that we know the basics of how these sounds are performed, let us discuss the most common mistakes related to these two sounds. As for the عين, the first mistake is pushing your epiglottis too far back, turning the عين into a hard cut letter with no continuation whatsoever. The result is that the عين, especially when used in the middle of the sentence, would essentially split the word into two, and that is not a good technique, of course. Like نعبد نعبد. Instead, the sound of عين should be an easy one on the ear, and most importantly, to know if you're making the right sound, try to extend it a bit. Ah. If you can, then you are on the right track. If you are stopping and can't extend, that means your عين is too hard and probably splitting words. The second mistake is leaving too big an opening between the wall of your throat and the epiglottis, producing what we call in Tajweed a floating عين, which sounds like this. Nabudu, nabudu. So this عين is closer to an alif rather than an actual عين, and this should also be avoided. These two mistakes are mostly made by beginners, but with more exercise, you can get there insha'Allah. Finally, adding قلقلة to عين with سكون, and it sounds like this. نعبد نعبد إنه يعلم الجهر. The عين is not a قلقلة letter. If it has سكون, then it is fully ساكن, a pure consonant. إنه يعلم الجهر. Next, the first common mistake of حاء is pronouncing it as حاء. This happens when you don't push your epiglottis at all, which could probably happen if you're trying the حاء sound for the first time, or when you don't have control over your epiglottis yet. أهوى أهوى. So it is important to hear the difference, and more important, not to mix them up, because this is a mistake that can potentially change the meaning of the word. فجعله غثاء أحوى. The other mistake is assimilating the حاء and عين sound when they follow one another. This mistake can easily happen because both of these sounds come from the exact same spot. A mistake sounds like this. فَاصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ فَاصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ. So when they follow one another, make sure you produce the first one clearly before moving to the next one. فَاصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ فَاصْفَحْ عَنْهُمْ. Finally, while حَاء and عَيْن might be among the most difficult sounds in Arabic, the more you practice and the more you read the Quran, the easier they get, insha'Allah. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.